Have you tried to contact your representative or a senator in Washington lately? Trouble reaching them? You're not alone. WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports it's putting more focus on upcoming town halls that some lawmakers are holding back in their districts.
If you thought watching the new Trump administration take root has been a whirlwind, it's been even more intense for lawmakers from our region. Pennsylvania Republican Ryan Costello, who represents a sprawling district west of Philadelphia, says he's been hearing from people of all stripes.
There is more emotional intensity and a slightly larger volume of folks that are contacting the office with concerns, frustrations, grievances.
It's been even more intense for Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey. His office reports that thousands and thousands of people have contacted them, many complaining about President Trump's cabinet nominees. The Republican senator says at times his phone lines have been clogged up.
As you know, we don't run a call center. We have put all hands on deck to answer all the calls that we can, and we're doing the best we can, and it's getting better.
Toomey says there's no truth to rumors that his staff has purposefully let calls go unanswered. They're just dealing with unprecedented volume. He says they've also received thousands of contacts through their web portal, which he says his staff can respond to more quickly. But Toomey says his staff has noticed out-of-state calls after progressive groups and liberal activists targeted him, sharing his office phone numbers on Facebook posts that get shared all around the country.
I mean, it makes it harder for my constituents who have legitimate concerns and want to communicate them to do so. So that's not fair to my constituents.
It's not just Toomey hearing complaints. Philadelphia Democrat Brendan Boyle says at a recent event in Montgomery County, he heard an earful about Toomey's clogged phone system.
But it is interesting. I'm not even a senator, and I've heard from my own constituents that they can't get through.
Now that the GOP is working on a repeal and possibly a replacement of so-called Obamacare, Republicans have faced angry protests and vocal supporters of the Affordable Care Act at their town halls. Republican leaders have held briefings on how to handle opponents, security concerns, and they've tried to brush the opposition aside as paid activists. Boyle says it's dangerous to be so dismissive.
That's democracy. That is people exercising their First Amendment rights. That is the system at its best working. So rather than dismissing those people and making a false allegation that they're paid, it would be a lot better if some of my colleagues would actually listen to some of what they're saying.
While many Republicans are holding off on town hall meetings, Leonard Lance from central New Jersey is hosting two next week.
I've done 40 in person and 40 by telephone.
Lance is the only Jersey Republican with a town hall scheduled for the coming week. He says he's not afraid of people who disagree with him.
I hope there will be a civil discussion about the public issues that confront the American people, and I certainly will engage in civility as I believe I always have, and I would like to think that would be true of those who attend the town hall meetings.
Republican Congressman Tom MacArthur from South Jersey held a teletown hall recently, and reports about 5,000 people were on the call.
We had people that had all kinds of different opinions, and I told them what I thought on the various issues, and I thought it was good, constructive dialogue.
MacArthur says it's risky for his fellow Republicans to be so dismissive of the growing anti-Trump protests.
However they're being organized or however they're coming together, they still have a right to be heard. And so as long as they're my constituents, I want to know what they think.
It's unclear if progressives will be able to sustain this energy for the next 2 years. If they do, it could make it a long 2 years for Republicans. For WHYY News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.